Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is intuitive and remote viewer Harvey Althaus, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30-odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books. And you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Tipperelli on LiveParanormal.com. I'm John Tipperelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me? By the late famed Fox Sighting Psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. This is hands down the world's most unique broadcast, where 19-year-old Sophia Tipperelli broadcasts each and every week and discusses all the latest haunt topics with all the paranormal field experts themselves. And today is no exception. I want to thank Rob Sirk, the site founder of LiveParanormal.com, for providing this format each and every week. And thank you to all of our moderators. Thank you guys so much for patching us through at live events where we had no internet feed. Thank you for all the support over the years. Today, we are celebrating Travel Channel season number 3 of Kindred Spirits by welcoming back Amy Bruni and Adam Berry. And we'll be learning behind-the-scenes extras and episode exclusives. Kindred Spirits airs on Travel Channel this coming Thursday, January 24th, 10 p.m. Eastern. Everyone, for Amy Bruni, visit amy-bruni.net. That's amy-bruni.net. strange-escapes.com, centerstageevents.com, Twitter and Instagram, at Amy Bruni, at Strange Escapes, Facebook, Amy Bruni. For Adam Berry, visit adam-berry.com. That's adam-berry.com, Twitter, at Adam J. Berry, Instagram, at Adam Berry, Facebook, Adam Berry Fans, and of course, on YouTube, Adam Berry. Upcoming, we have Florida Intuitive Radio Rod Shelton. He returns to the program on the 26th. That's next Saturday. Paranormal author Jason Hess on the program February 9th. Tennessee Wraith Chasers Scott Porter and Doogie will be on the program on the 16th of February. Intuitive Rick Wade returns on air on the 23rd of February. Feature film actor and investigator Chad Lindberg will be returning to the program on March 2nd. Threefold founder and the real haunted housewife, Julia Siracusa, will be on the program on March 9th. Psychic medium, Dr. Gina Marie, will be on the program March 30th. And to be announced, Katrina Wyman, she's going to be calling in on air from the set of Paranormal Lockdown. So she's going to provide us with some updates coming up. So we're going to determine when that's going to be, where she'll call into the show and provide us with some updates on the set. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcast. So like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli Facebook fan page to learn about the guests as we learn of them real time, and also to like liveparanormal.com Facebook group page. There's a lot of great new paranormal investigative team member panel roundups on the weekends. Check out the membership packages. They start as low as $2.99 a month on Live Paranormal. And Rob Sirk, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience. So a lot of autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors, DVDs, lithos. It's available to the memberships here on Live Paranormal. Also support the vendors. So if you're getting grandma a millimeter for her birthday, make sure you do it here with the vendors on liveparanormal.com. Tonight, starting on liveparanormal.com at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghostlight Radio, and as always, monthly, Mondays, right here, Chip Coffee of Amy's Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhart, and many more, right here on liveparanormal.com. If you miss anything, archive shows, they're available as free MP3 iTunes downloads on the homepage of liveparanormal.com. And we're going to go ahead, we're going to bring the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, into the show right now. And let's see here, Peter James.
Come through, speak to me.
Why, thank you, Peter. Let's see here. Sophia, you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job. Everybody loves your show. You provide a lot of help over the years. Congratulations on over 7 years of broadcasting, Sophia.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 7 years. It's been so amazing on air, and I can't wait to see what happens in the future.
Yeah, and also you had Grant Wilson on last Saturday for the first time. That was totally cool. I see on Twitter he's aboard the Queen Mary right now. So visit centerstageevents.com. That's center with an S. So centerstageevents.com to join Grant aboard the Queen Mary tonight for a unique investigation. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, Grant was such a great guest, and I want to thank him so much for coming on. It was awesome talking to him, and we would love to definitely have him back on in the future.
Yeah, that was really great. I remember, you know, seeing you. You used to watch Ghost Hunters when you were a little kid, and you're so grown up now, but I mean, it was just, you know, just as great as a parent to see that whole exchange and everything. And we posted the YouTube video version of that. So also too, today I have to compile and edit and compress and get everything loaded, but on your YouTube channel, there's going to be a video YouTube version of today, in promoting, our guest today. So, but Sophia, you got all these Instagrams, Twitter and everything. Where can people find you?
So I'm on Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with one L, and Instagram just at Sophia Temporelli.
All right. Tell us about our guest today, Sophia.
Today we are celebrating Travel Channel Season 3 of Kindred Spirits by welcoming back Amy Bruni and Adam Berry. We will be learning behind-the-scenes extras and episode exclusives. Kindred Spirits airs on Travel Channel this coming Thursday, January 24th at 10 p.m. Eastern. Everyone, for Amy Bruni, visit amy-bruni.net, strange-escapes.com, Twitter and Instagram, at Amy Bruni, at Strange Escape, Facebook, Amy Bruni, and for Adam Berry, visit adam-berry.com, Twitter, at Adam J. Berry, Instagram, Adam Berry, Facebook, Adam Berry Fans, and YouTube, Adam Berry. Let's welcome them back into the show.
All right, Peter James.
Talk to me.
Hey, thank you. Amy, Adam, thanks for coming on today.
Hey, thanks for having
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you so much for coming back on, and congratulations on Season 3 of Kindred Spirits.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're so excited for the premiere on Thursday. We're just, you know, we're boiling over with excitement.
Definitely. To start off, can you tell us a little bit about how Kindred Spirits all came about and the moment you found out that everything you had been working on was becoming a reality?
I mean, Kindred Spirits for us was, you know, we left Ghost Hunters, I want to say it was 2014, mm-hmm. I think. And, you know, we weren't like TV wasn't necessarily what we wanted to do next, but we came up with the idea for Kindred Spirits, and we thought, okay, this is the if we are going to do another show, this is the show we want to mm-hmm. do. And we pitched it, and the network totally understood it. They got it. Like, we wanted to do a show with heart that really showed follow through and kind of tied everything up at the end and told a story. And they were like, they were on board. And I think that was just born of years and years of us doing investigations and kind of confirming hauntings, but not always doing anything to fix it.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think what the cool thing about it was that Amy and I got to continue the way we investigate in mm-hmm. on a bigger scale. Like, we didn't just go in and look for ghosts and say, yes, this is the evidence we caught, the place is haunted. We were able to show you guys a more complete investigation, and I think that was one of our ultimate goals, because we always wanted to do that in the first place.
For sure. I mean, it's such a great show because it's more natural in the way that you see these real people's lives being affected by spirits, and you're there to actually help them and, you know, kind of ease their fears if it is just a relative. And you actually get to see the lives of people being affected by something that can't necessarily be seen.
Yeah, that was big for us, because especially when the first two seasons was exclusively family, and, you know, we'd walk mm-hmm. into these homes and people were so desperate, and there was some pressure there because we were like, okay, we're doing what we want to do. But, you know, we both started doing this, you know, before TV ever, on paranormal teams of our
yeah.
own. And so we had those experiences,
yeah.
but it was like, you know, we'd go in and do probably 10 or 15 cases, and maybe a couple would be that powerful. But this was just every single one was a desperate family. And so, yeah, it was we could even see it when we were filming. We'd leave and go, oh, my gosh, we just did that. We really just fixed
yeah.
it.
Yeah. A lot of, like, people had already exhausted other resources, whether it be, you know, talking to a counselor or talking to friends. And I think
mm-hmm.
a lot of the families that we deal with and were their last chance. And that's a lot of pressure. I mean, it's almost like we didn't want to fail at all. And we kept,
yeah.
you know, digging and pushing and trying to find the solution. And I think, you know, I don't know how we do it. I think we're. I think somebody, you know, helps us along. I don't know how we do it. I mean, it happens.
We know
it
what
happens,
we're doing,
and,
Adam. Remember, we're professionals.
exactly. Don't forget that. But it's incredible. And I think, you know, with season three, we were able to help a lot of families. But also, Amy and I got to go back and visit some of the places that we had been before. And the activity has changed a little differently, or a place that we felt like we wanted to do more for that location rather than just verify a haunting. And I think, you know, with season three, we do a little bit of bigger venues, cases, if you will.
Definitely. And I know from my own experience living in a haunted house, just how important it is, you know, to actually have someone be able to come in and actually kind of confirm what's going on. So it's really great that you're able to, you know, even if you can't get rid of the ghost, at least be able to confirm that what they're feeling isn't just in their head and there is something actually happening to them, because that can also just kind of bring comfort in knowing that they're not alone in seeing this or feeling this.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely.
We don't ever...
that's very
yeah go ahead
That's
Go
what
ahead.
I
You're
think
saying
we're
what I'm going to
say. The same thing. Yeah, I know, like we always do.
Yeah.
You know, we'll confirm a haunting, but we will always tell them who we believe it to be and why they're
mm-hmm.
there. And that's the big thing, because sometimes once we get that out there, why they're there, and maybe even provide a solution, that's enough to kind of move this entity on. Like, we don't believe in the whole idea of crossing things over. We're more, we believe that every ghost that is here, this is just our theory, clearly, every ghost
mm-hmm.
that is here and making a ruckus or whatever, they have a reason. They want something done. There's a message they're trying to get across. And as long as you can go in there and do that research and talk to them, you can provide a solution to them and to the people who are experiencing it. So that's really our ultimate goal.
Definitely.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No. I was just going to say that's exactly
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, I don't think anyone can prove that they've actually crossed something over. That's my opinion. I think, you know,
mm-hmm.
you have to just do your due diligence to solve a problem. and let whatever it is kind of move along on its own. We always compare it to if somebody just comes in and starts casting out whatever's in the house without listening to them, it's a disservice to the spirit. I mean, it's like if somebody came into your house and was just like, shoo, go away, and trying to shoo you out of your own house without listening to you. I mean, it's sort of disrespectful in a way. So we try to, you know, psychologists for the ghosts, ghost therapists, really, at this point.
Yeah, I totally agree. I actually went to school with a girl who had contacted me after we had been out of school for a while, and she was looking for help because a ghost was kind of just more like poltergeist activity. She had had a spirit around her, but it was moving things. It was making her lose them, and it was just kind of freaking her out, but I was able to find someone to help her, and they just said that the ghost was trying to just distract her from some of the more serious things going on in her life so she didn't feel so overwhelmed. And, you know, there is a reason that a lot of ghosts are here, and they're just trying to help in some cases, or they themselves need help. So it's really good that you kind of piece together what they need so they can move on, or at least kind of diminish the activity and just go on about what they normally would do.
Right, exactly.
And Amy, I know within the intros of the early editions of Kindred Spirits, you mentioned a ghost encounter when you were 8 years old. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience and how it kind of led you down the path of the paranormal?
Yeah, it's funny. I've actually talked about this experience forever, but they put it in the opening credits, and now everybody's like, what is this? What happened? It was when I was a kid, I was living in a house that we believed to be haunted, and I saw an apparition of a man basically standing outside the window of my kitchen. We had one of those old-fashioned kind of swinging kitchen doors, and so I opened the door and walked in the kitchen, and there he was standing outside the window, but that window was on the second floor, so there was no way a man could be standing there.
Oh, wow.
And so we did – the owners – so we were renting this house for a few years, and the owners had owned the house for forever, and they said that at some point there actually was – a porch there. So there could have been a way for someone to stand outside that door, because my mom just flat out asked them, is this house haunted? Because we keep having weird stuff happen. So that was, and really from there, that really piqued my interest, the whole idea of ghosts, because my family was so open to it. And so my dad and I would actually investigate kind of together, not, you know, just kind of haphazardly, and not really, you know, he would, you know, we'd use a beat up old tape recorder or something. And then I just started reading up on like the history of spiritualism and watching tons of In Search Of on TV. So I started, my interest in ghosts started at a very early age.
Definitely. An experience like that would, I think, pique most people's interest, because it's something you can't explain, but it's something you would like to be able to figure out and kind of just see what else is out there.
Yeah, exactly. And that, you know, I was always known as the weird ghost girl, even in like high school and stuff. So that interest never left me. I've always had that interest and still do. So I think some people are just very drawn to it.
I know how that is. I started in the field at 8. So I've kind of had that experience as well throughout school. But Adam, I know you also had your own experiences over a decade ago at Gettysburg. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened there and how that led you down the path of the paranormal as well?
Sure. A long time ago, I visited Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and, you know, it's known for ghosts and being haunted. And I took a tour, long story short, I mean, this is a long story, but long story short, I took a tour I took a ghost tour in Gettysburg, and at the end of the night of the ghost tour, I asked if I could wander down into the field by myself, and the guy was like, I don't think I would, but I was like, okay, and I did it anyway. And when I got down to like where the line of trees are, I saw large orb looking things that were walking in the woods that would, the trees would like cut off the light from them. I heard disembodied voices. I heard distant cannon fire and shotguns and like weird things. People yelling. And I didn't really know what that was, obviously. But I knew that I wasn't dreaming, and I knew I wasn't crazy or, like, on drugs. I had to figure out what that was. I mean, that was a big deal. It was a big experience. And I know that there are some, like, YouTube videos of these white misty things in the forest at Gettysburg. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but they're on YouTube. They're exactly what I saw, which was kind of confirmation for me that it wasn't in my brain. It wasn't in my, I wasn't making it up. But it was one of those things that made me want to do it. And actually, right now, if anyone's listening, I'm going to tweet a link to a video that was done, because Amy and I both sat down and we told our stories, and they videotaped us telling our stories in depth.
Yeah.
And they animated it, which is kind of the coolest thing in the world. So I just posted the link to my story, and then you'll find Amy's story there as well. And everyone can go and they can watch it, because it's really, really cool and it's in depth, and get some popcorn because you'll love it.
Well, that's very cool that they were able to animate it, so everyone kind of can feel like they were a part of your experience a little bit and see what you saw and felt that at that point in time.
Oh, yeah. Plus, I think the animation is really, like, Sasquatchy. It's, like, almost like cut South Park. It's really funny. It's really cool. So everyone should go check out my Twitter and then click on and watch the video and then watch Amy's video, because it's on the same page.
Definitely. Everyone make sure to go check it out. It sounds like such an awesome video. And for both of you, after you started in the paranormal, can you tell us a little bit about how you initially joined Ghost Hunters and what it was like during your time on the show?
Well, for me, it was, I'm trying to think. Okay, so I was part of a paranormal team in California, and that's how I met Jay and Grant, because we were a TAPS family group, and I met them and started helping them with their podcast, basically, and they kept asking me to go out on Ghost Hunters, but I had, like, a very normal job. I worked as a project manager for a health insurance company, and I just thought it would be really irresponsible to quit my job and go with ghosts on the road. And and then I was like, is this show even going to, like, how long would that last? How long could that possibly last? And then I just had some, like, personal things happen in my life at one point. And I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'll do it. And so I said that I would do it. And I did a couple test runs with them in California at a couple cases, thinking we would just kind of test the waters and see how it went. But then I ended up just kind of basically never going home after that. I was on the road with them for 7 years, I want to say. And so that's really how it got started. I mean, the experience was great. I still look back on it very fondly, especially like the travel aspect and getting to see so many haunted locations, but also some of my favorite memories of my life are just like our days off and us going and exploring random places we would never be in otherwise, you know, random little towns in, you know, Iowa or something. It was just quite an experience. I mean, it definitely was something that kind of ran its course, and by the end I was like, okay, I'm done with this, like, I've done this now. And once I had my daughter and stuff, it was just a different time of my life, but those first few years were amazing, and I get very nostalgic about it a lot.
Well, that's very cool you were able to have those experiences, you know, being able to experience things that, you know, a regular job you wouldn't be able to. So, you know, you never know where life takes you, but it's very cool to see what happens when you just kind of follow it.
Yeah, if I had not said yes, you know, I would probably still be sitting in that cubicle, you know, doing my project manager job. And I remember Grant Wilson calling me one day at work, and he was like, you know what, Amy, we got to get you out of that cubicle. Those were his exact words. And we did. We got me out of that cubicle, and it really defined the whole trajectory for the rest of my life. You know, I went from Ghost Hunters to, you know, meeting my significant other here in New England while we were filming, and then we had our daughter, and, you know, I moved to Massachusetts. Like, it just, everything happened because of Ghost Hunters.
Definitely.
And
how about
meeting Adam Berry, of course. I'm sorry.
Yeah, hello.
Meeting my BFF forever.
Yeah, we had, hello. You're going to ask me the same question, so I'll just roll into it. I was on Ghost Hunters Academy. I had my own team, and then I was on Ghost Hunters Academy, which everyone watched, I'm sure. And at the end of Ghost Hunters Academy, I won that show, which is so random, but really great. And my prize was Amy Bruni, because they were like, you get to have Amy as your prize, because you two are going to work together on Ghost Hunters for 6 episodes. That was like the limit. But I didn't go anywhere. I just stayed because we worked together so well, and we were able to investigate well together, and we got along great. And I stayed. I just stayed and stayed and stayed. And again, like,
he just wouldn't
said, like,
leave.
I know. They tried to, like, they would put me in a box and ship me away, but I would just come rolling right back. Like, we were on the road a lot, like 300 days out of the year. Mm-hmm. We were on the road a lot. And I will not change that experience for the world. Like, I would not change it ever again. I mean, we had some of the best times, like the two of us and Steve and Dave, Britt. I mean, like, just having like a day off or a couple days off while we're reviewing evidence all day long, and like going out at night and like Amy says, seeing the town and having a party, or like just being together and like experiencing places in this country that I probably wouldn't go back to, but at the time was fine to like go through, you know, go and see. It was an incredible experience. Plus we had access to buildings and to places and to things that no one did. I mean, literally the ropes were taken down for us at museums, and we had access to all of these amazing buildings and historically beautiful locations, and we got to hunt ghosts, which was like the thing to do. So I will not change that. I would never change that experience for what it was. It did. When we left, we were both very sad about it, obviously. But it was time, like Amy said, it was definitely time. And I think, you know, coming back to Kindred, throughout Ghost Hunters, we both had this desire to continue to investigate the way we do on Kindred Spirits. Like, we wanted to do more history and research and dig deeper and, like, you know, ask questions of and interview people and, like, really figure it out. But we didn't have time on Ghost Hunters. We just didn't. It just wasn't set up for that. And not that we didn't do research. Believe me, Amy did a ton of research. So not that we didn't, but we just didn't have time, you know, to show it and to really delve into it. So I think we're getting the best of both worlds at this point, because we still get to do these amazing locations. We get to still help families, and we get to hang out with each other. I mean, we're not on the road 300 days of the year, thank God, but it's still, you know, we're getting the best of the best at this point, I think.
Definitely. And speaking of research, for anyone starting out in the paranormal or just wanting to learn a better way to do research, what do you find is the best way to actually find factual information on a location?
I mean, it's a lot of work. I think that's why so many people don't do it. You know, I do an entire, like, workshop on it. It starts with, obviously, finding the history of the house and the property, and then you have to go through each and every one of those names and figure out what you can about them and their ancestors and any news involving any of them. And, like, it is a process. And that's why it's great that we just kind of hone in on these places, because it's not easy. But that's, I mean, but if you have, like, if you're doing your own house and you have the time, then it's, you know, that's more manageable. But you have to find that core information, then head to historical societies, head to the town clerk's office, head to libraries, do interviews. Like, sometimes it's boots on the ground, like literally knocking on doors next door and being like, hey, what's going on with this house?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the internet's great and it's made a lot of things more accessible, but really anything that happened prior to, like,
you know, 1985, 1990, like a lot of that's not on the internet, and you still have to find actual witnesses or people who've heard it through the grapevine kind of thing. So it's a lot, but it's my favorite part. I love the investigating, but there's an absolute rush mm-hmm. when, you know, we can get a piece of evidence or have an experience that correlates directly with some sort of history that happened on or nearby the property. So it's really fun. But then there's other times where we dig up all this amazing information and none of it has anything to do with anything. So
yeah, and it always changes too. Like don't ever underestimate. Like you do all this work, and you know, we dig and grab all this information, and then we try to use it in our investigation. And if none of it yields any evidence or gets any reaction from anybody, you got to keep digging. Or if you get information that doesn't, you know, corroborate with anything that you already know, you have to find out why. And so there are nights that we'll investigate until, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning, and then we are on our phones or on the computer at back of the hotel, like looking up names that we got in EVP sessions or something in a document that we found in a drawer, like, and then go back and investigate again. So it literally, it doesn't end while we rarely sleep really at that point. I mean, and
yeah.
So you can't just like pull up these facts and then go with it and expect them to be the answers that you need, because we never know the outcome, and it takes a lot of work to get
mm-hmm.
there. That's for sure.
Well, that's definitely such great advice for any investigator out there. So thank you so much for kind of telling a little bit of the background of what happens behind the scenes with that. I do know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I want to remind everybody, celebrating Travel Channel Season 3 of Kindred Spirits, we're welcoming back Amy Bruni and Adam Berry. And we're learning behind-the-scenes extras, episode exclusives. Everyone, this coming Thursday, January 24th, is the premiere launch of Season 3 at 10 p.m. Eastern. Everyone, for Amy Bruni, visit amy-bruni.net. That's amy-bruni.net. strange-escapes.com, centerstageevents.com, Twitter and Instagram at Amy Bruni, at Strange Escapes, Facebook Amy Bruni. For Adam Berry, visit adam-berry.com. That's adam-berry.com. Twitter at Adam J. Berry, Instagram at Adam Berry, Facebook Adam Berry Fans, and YouTube, of course, Adam Berry. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli. We'll be back with more right after this. Feel free to call in 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. Newly revamped, revised chat room on liveparanormal.com. So feel free to jump into liveparanormal.com chat room. You can use Facebook or Twitter to get in. It doesn't merge your accounts. It only takes a second to sign in, get an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. And I'm posting the links in there right now, too. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Coast with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
For joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Christopher Sanders with my ghost story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Tipperelli, weekly 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Tipperelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Tipperelli.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Tipperelli on liveparanormal.com. I'm bringing everybody back into the studio right now. Amy, Adam, and Sophia, got you both unmuted and back in.
Great. Hi.
Thank you again so much for coming on today.
Of course.
Wait, I muted myself. I muted myself on accident.
I knew
I wasn't here.
I was like,
I know.
Wow.
I was like, I muted
so
myself.
Quiet.
Where did I go?
Quiet and peaceful right now. What happened?
I was screaming. I was screaming and no one could hear me.
That's okay. I've done that a few times as well. But to start off, I know you guys were talking about how many hours you spent on the road with Ghost Hunters, and now you're working on Kindred Spirits, going to events, coming on radio shows like this one. How do you balance family life and just kind of having a break and downtime?
I mean, I think the positive part of, like, Kindred Spirits is we film it for a couple months, and so our schedule gets mm-hmm. really crazy for a couple months. And then we're down. And so it's much easier to manage. You know, we are able to do, like, we did our 10 episodes in under 3 months this season. And there's always time in between episode or in between investigations as much as we can. We were a little rushed this season because they needed the show very quickly. But like the last couple seasons, there'd sometimes be a week break here and there. And so, you know, it's just like any job. There's busy times. It's like the Christmas season for retail, you know. And then we suddenly aren't on the road. And when we travel for events, mm-hmm. you know, it's only on the weekends, and we usually do no more than one or two a month. And so the rest of the time we're just home. So for me personally, I feel a lot like a stay-at-home mom a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. I'm home probably 9 months of the year. And the office I do have is really close to my daughter's school. So I just kind of, you know, when she's in school, I get my work done, or I'm at home doing homey stuff. And mm-hmm. so it works.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely.
I think there are times when we're really, really busy. And then there mm-hmm. are times we're not so busy. I mean, there's always something going on. There's always like an event to plan for or something to do. I mean, Amy runs Strange Escapes, which is her mm-hmm. you know, travel business, which takes a lot of her off time when she's not on Kindred. And I run a nonprofit theater company, so that's what I do most of the time when I'm not, you know, doing events and filming for Kindred Spirits. I mean, I don't actually know how we fit everything in, but we manage to balance it because it's on our own terms. I think that's the key. It's on our terms. And we make the schedule, you know, and we decide certain things.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think it becomes easier because of that.
Well, it's definitely great that you have, you know, kind of that block of time to go travel and then so much downtime because, you know, I know that travel takes so much preparation, you know, packing, unpacking, then moving to another location. So that in and of itself is just a lot of work. So to be able to have such a mm-hmm. nice break, to be able to work on any side ventures like planning events or running your nonprofit, it's great to be able mm-hmm. to have that.
Yeah, and, you know, we have an awesome crew. I think we have the best crew. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone says that when they work on a television. They're like, we have the best crew in television. But no, really, yeah. we have the best crew on television. And they are amazing, and they work really hard, and they're artists, like true artists, and they love doing what they do. And it helps because, you know, if they're passionate and they're motivated, and so are we. And I think it all blends nicely together. So even though we do work 3 or 4 months on Kindred, depending on how many episodes we film. I mean, crossing our fingers, we could be working a lot more. That'd be nice. But it's it makes it easier when you work with people who are committed and motivated.
Yeah, and some of our crew even came from Ghost Hunters. Like, we went after some of the ones we really liked. So it's been really fun. We've had
exactly.
people that we've been working with for, like, over a decade now. And so it was really cool to be able to make that call and be like, hey, so we have our own show now. You want to come work with us? So it was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. That's really awesome that you were kind of able to keep that Ghost Hunters family together and bring it to a new show and just keep all of that together. I know it must be easier working with people that you kind of have that relationship with over years, because then it doesn't necessarily feel like you've left your family because you just went to a different family.
Right. But it's also, with crews, it's really important to have crew that has worked on a paranormal show before, because it's such a different animal than other TV shows. So in addition to them being like family to us, they also know how we work and how they need to be quiet and how they need to, you know, say if they made a noise or if they heard something. Like, it's a learned skill, and so it's nice to be able to have people that do that. And all of our crew, they've all come from some paranormal show or another. They've all worked. They've worked on Ghost Lab. They've worked on Paranormal State. They've worked on, what else did they work on? Ghost Hunters, obviously. But yeah, they've come from all over.
Yeah, I think Haunted Live. What was that? Was the Wrath Chaser show? I think that
Ghost Asylum?
Mike was on.
Oh,
Ghost
yeah.
Asylum, yeah, maybe.
Yep.
Ghost Asylum. I mean, and it's also a trust thing. Like, we trust these guys, you know. We we build this relationship with them, and you know, that's a big factor in what we do. And I think it helps when you know who you're working with. We love our crew. Hopefully we'll get to see them again soon.
For sure. And I know also, speaking of crew, you have special guests come and help you on investigations. I know in the past you've had Chip Coffey come and kind of see what he can pick up at a location. With this upcoming season of Kindred Spirits, is there any special guest that will be appearing? And if you can say, who?
Yeah, we bring,
oh, for sure.
We've got Chip. I think Chip's on half the episodes. I think he comes out for 5. We have John Tenney come out. We have Greg and Dana Newkirk. Grant Wilson is on an episode. We brought like the band back together.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
well,
we always say, like, Amy and I, we don't consider ourselves experts. We know a lot of stuff based on the, you know, the cases that we've done, and we can draw upon actual experiences that we've had. But we have, you know, our friends are also in the field, and they do this for a living, and each of them have things to contribute to cases that we may not know. You know, they may have information. Like, John Tenney has so much. He knows so much, and you know, he has so many great. He's a great researcher, historian. He has great knowledge of a lot of different things, and so he's great to pull on for information. You know, and Greg and Dana, obviously they deal with haunted object, but Dana is an amazing. She deals with the metaphysics in investigating, like, you know, reading tarot cards, for instance, is something that Dana knows how to do very well, and we don't know how to do that. So, you know, we could bring someone in for that kind of tool, I guess, if you will. And I'm glad we have these friends, because again, it's a trust thing. We know them, we know their abilities, we know they do, we know they're experts and what, I mean, excuse me, we know that they're very knowledgeable in what they do. And, it's kind of like this little, what is it? Like a Marvel comic. Like, if we're like the X-Men of Ghost Hunters, of ghost hunting. We have, like, you know, all of us have different powers, and then we come together. I'm trying to, like, we're like the DC comic version Ghost Hunters. I'm trying to make an analogy, Bruni. Help me.
The Avengers.
I hear you just grasping. I wanted to see how far you would go.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying? It's like a thing. It's like we're like a little, I don't know, a little compound of paranormal peeps.
Well, yeah, we have people that we trust and we know very well. We work with them a lot, especially like with Strange Escapes. This is like our crew that we travel with all the time. Mm-hmm. And so it's there's a comfort level there, and it's nice to have that. And I mean, obviously,
as we meet other people and stuff in the field, like we are never hesitant to call for help. Like if we feel like we don't know something or we need help with something, we are on the phone immediately because we want to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll never pretend to know everything.
Yeah, you're kind of like the Avengers. You know, you have Hulk, Thor, Captain America, people from all different backgrounds coming together with the same goal in mind.
Yes, I'm Thor, and Amy is Hulk. Exactly. I am Thor. Amy is Hulk.
I don't think that's right. I feel like that's not right.
She might be more of a Black Widow with the hair color.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
Ooh,
you.
Okay,
right?
I'll take that.
Okay. Adam Berry, you immediately make me the Hulk. Like, what is happening?
She only gave me two options. She only gave me two options.
I'm never letting you live that down.
Well,
oh, God.
It's awesome that you kind of have assembled that kind of group together that you can call in for different situations. Yeah, there are a lot of different Avengers. I'm not great with all of them, but I think that you guys picked two great characters.
I feel like there's a meme in the making right there.
Oh God! Oh
I'm
no!
I'm sure someone will make one.
Please don't make me the Hulk. Whoever you are, make sure I'm not the Hulk. Thank you.
Yeah, make her the other one, please.
Black Widow. Yeah.
Yeah,
sure
make her the Black Widow.
Yes.
So. With the upcoming season in mind, I know you can't reveal too much, but is there a certain episode that you would say is your favorite of the season?
Oh, God. I can't pick a favorite. They're all so good.
They're so good. They're so good.
I will say, and just because this is, I know people are going to freak out when they watch like the previews and the first episode. So, we were down for a year because scripts and Discovery merged and it was this big thing. And so our show was kind of hanging there for a minute while they decided what channel they were going to put us on. And so for a year we were collecting crazy cases. And so by the mm-hmm. time we went to film and investigate, we had basically cherry picked the most extreme cases. So every case this season is very extreme, and some of them are kind of dark because we wanted to help people, and these people were desperate, and every person that we went to go help, they had what they thought
mm-hmm.
was some sort of negative type activity or extreme type activity. So, you know, we obviously figure it out a lot, but I know the previews and some of the episodes, people are going to be like, wait a minute, what's happening to this show? But, you know, same old us. Just different kinds of cases and different locations. So it's a lot. It's a very action packed season for sure.
Yeah, episode 302 is mm-hmm. I think one of the best family case. It's probably the best family case that we've ever done. There are so many, many, many good locations. Like I know, I mean, we could probably say some of the locations without giving too much away. Like,
oh, I've been saying,
we definitely,
yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so we go to the Villisca mm-hmm. Axe Murder House, but we always have a different reason. So none of this is what you think. Like we didn't, there's a reason behind it. So don't think that mm-hmm. we just went to Villisca to go to Villisca. Like there's a reason for going. So we went to Villisca, we went to Waverly Hills, we went to King George, Virginia. Yeah, Belgrove Plantation in King George. We did there's a family case in West Boylston. There's a family case in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
There's a family case in – I mean, there's so many good cases. Maplecroft, oh, my God. Maplecroft is where, you know, Lizzie Borden moved after she was acquitted from the trial of
mm-hmm.
the murder of her father and stepmother. And she lived the rest of her life in this mansion in Fall River that has never really had an extensive investigation. And we got to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So really this season is definitely jam packed, and we're still helping. We're still helping families and helping our friends who, some of them we know that own these places. And, oh my God, I can't wait for you guys to see it. I can't wait.
Well, that's very cool that you get to do kind of a part two to the Lizzie Borden house investigation that you did on a previous season of Kindred Spirits.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting because it's a totally different location, and mm-hmm. people have been wanting to get in there to investigate, you know, for forever. And so it was nice. We actually spent, you know, 4 solid days there, and it is beautiful. And actually, I should mention while we're on that, is it Friday mm-hmm. night, Adam? It's Friday night.
Yeah,
it's
Friday
night. There was a huge fire in Fall River where, like, this
oh,
huge
wow.
building burned down. And so Friday night, Adam and I are actually doing a meet and greet at Maplecroft in Fall River, Massachusetts. If anyone is around,
mm-hmm.
come hang out with us for a couple hours. It's $50 at the door, but all that money is going to those fire victims. So you guys just show up and hang out with us. And that house has never been open to the public, so you can see inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. So quick shout out there.
Yeah, it's from 4 to 6. And
yep.
I'm bringing up, if my phone would cooperate, I'll bring up the information so that people know the address. The address.
They can just look on our
is,
social media. We posted it.
Yeah, look on the social. Look on the social media.
Yeah.
We definitely posted it. But it's a place that no one has ever been to. And there's also a ghost hunt at the Lizzie Borden house right after that,
mm-hmm.
Which we're not doing, but it's limited to 15 people. But this is Friday, January 25th. And if anybody has any questions, they can call 508-675-7333. That is the number.
Yeah, it's worth a trip. If anybody's even nearby, like drive up, stay
mm-hmm.
the night, it's totally worth
yeah.
it.
It's very cool that you're giving back to the community and just helping out, you know, with the places that you go and investigate, the towns that you're in. It's amazing that you're able to help even when you're not there on the show doing investigations.
Yeah, well, hopefully people show up.
Yeah, right? For sure.
We're sitting like, there, please. No one's there, just crickets. We're like, well, we tried.
We're just like hanging out. Well. We have to pay. We pay for our own meet and greet. Like we
yeah,
just like
we
here's
like
$50. Just so they have money. I know, it's so terrible.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people will show up. I know we're coming towards the end of the show though. So are there any other websites, upcoming interviews? I know you recently were on Expedition Unknown. Any co-collaborations that you would like to mention?
Gosh, I mean, really, just the Kindred Spirits. Mary. I mean, obviously, we have a lot of great events coming up with Strange Escapes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Hawaii. We're going to the Queen Mary. Queen Mary only has, like, 5 tickets left. But we're going to Hawaii, the Queen Mary. Oh, we're going to St. Augustine Lighthouse next month.
End of February.
So, yeah, that website, strange-escapes.com, is where you can find out about all those events. Oh, we have a cruise in June. We go all over. So those are fun.
Yeah, a cruise in June. There is the Masquerade, Mount Washington,
oh, Mount Washington
thing. Hopefully we'll get to
November.
Do again.
Mackinac Island in October. Yeah, lots happening.
I mean, lots. But also, you know, Kindred Spirits
mm-hmm.
premiering next Thursday at 10/9 Central on the Travel Channel. And then repeating every Thursday for 10 weeks so far. And we will be tweeting along with people and live tweeting during the episode, obviously. So if people have questions, they can always reach us directly through that. And, you know, just having fun and, you know, it's waiting. Just really, we're waiting like everyone else. Everyone else has been waiting for these episodes for so long. And we're so close to, letting the cat out of the bag. So I think we got to get there. Every time I think about it, my heart kind of flutters a little bit because I'm like, woo, and getting anxious
yeah.
about it, but it's going to be fun, and I can't wait for people to see it. I cannot wait.
Oh, don't forget we're going to be live
I...
on Travel Channel's Facebook page that day, too.
Oh, yeah.
The day of the premiere, we're going to go live on Travel Channel's Facebook for a little bit, so check that out.
Oh, very cool. Well, I definitely
mm-hmm.
can't wait to check out the upcoming season. Everyone definitely make sure to check out Strange Escapes. This sounds like such amazing events. And I want to thank you both so much for coming on today. And congratulations again on season 3 of Kindred Spirits.
Awesome. Thanks so
well,
much
thank
for
you
having
very much.
Us.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
All right. Thanks.
You too. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks so much, Amy and Adam. And I want to remind everybody, well, fantastic show, by the way, right off the bat, Sophia.
Thank you. Yeah, Amy and Adam were such great guests. And I want to thank everyone for listening today. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you. And I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
And yeah, and just so everybody knows, so at Travel Channel on their official and at Twitter, they're going to be interacting in a live discussion and panel as well. So I want to thank Amy and Adam. Season 3 of Kindred Spirits, that's going to be this coming Thursday, January 24th, 10 p.m. Eastern, as Adam mentioned. It's going to be 9 p.m. Central. Everyone, for the benefit events, amy-bruni.net. That's amy-bruni.net, strange-escapes.com. That's strange-escapes.com. I posted all the links in the chat room, too, as well. Centerstageevents.com, as well, Twitter and Instagram, at Amy Bruni, Strange Escapes, and also, too, for Adam Berry. Visit adamberry.com. That's adamberry.com. Twitter at Adam J. Berry. That's Adam J. Berry on Twitter. Instagram, Adam Berry. Facebook, Adam Berry Fans, YouTube, Adam Berry. Fantastic show today. Florida Intuitive Radio Rod Shelton returns on air next Saturday, the 26th. So we'll see what predictions, what he has gathered for us too. Paranormal author Jason Hess will be on the program on the 9th, the following weekend. Tennessee Wraith Chasers, as Adam was talking about. Scott Porter and Doogie will be on the program the 16th of January. Intuitive Rick Wade returns on air the 2nd of, on February 23rd. And feature film actor and investigator Chad Lindbergh will be on the program March 2nd. Threefold Paranormal founder and the real haunted housewife, Julie Siracusa, will be on the program on March 9th. Psychic medium Dr. Gina Marie will be on the program March 30th. And to be announced, we have Katrina Weidman. She's going to be checking in with us, letting us how things are going for Destination America's paranormal lockdown. It's going to be overseas, so again, to be determined, she's going to let us know. You don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. It's a Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. There will be a YouTube version of this, so we're going to put all the graphics together with Sophia's commentary and interview, and so we're going to have that for you within the week to help promote. And I want to thank Travel Channel for making this interview all possible, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.